Good afternoon to you. I'm Jan Markowitz, and you are listening to God at Work. And my guest today is Cindy Farini and her husband, Joe Farini. And I'm excited to have them with me to share today. You've heard them both share many times on Pause for Prayer. So thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Cindy and Joe, we hear your great voices on the air many times as you're ministering and sharing. And we don't stop to think that your life isn't always just perfect. Things don't always go perfectly for you, and that you go through trials just like the rest of us. And I know when you were first married and you became pregnant with your first child, Cindy, it was really a very difficult time. And share with us your story, what you both went through and how God brought you through that and what he's doing even today.
Well, it's a long story, but it's a wonderful story. It does weave its way from a point of really great disappointment to a place of great hope. So before we start with all the disappointment, just know that there's a better part to the ending
as well.
But when Joe and I were married, I think we both came from pasts that were really pretty flawless in terms of getting our own way. We excelled at a number of different things that we did, and we really appreciated having good health and being able to do the things we did. And so when we were married, our goal and desire was that the Lord would use us better together than individually. So we went into marriage with a ministry mindset, and we're very excited about life ahead of us. And then again, very excited when we found out that we were pregnant with our first child, which is, his name is Joey. And Joey was born in 1981. And was really a perfect-looking baby. And that is not just a mother saying that. He really did have a perfect look to him. No blemishes on his body at all, no little freckles, with the exception that his head had a little bit of a point to it. I had a very difficult labor, and we didn't know if that may have been the cause of it, but it didn't change, as some children, after a few days, their head sort of reshapes, and it didn't reshape. And so we just thought that he had a bigger head like his grandpa and like his dad, and didn't think too much of it until a little bit later on when he wasn't doing things like the other children his age were doing. And I would maybe like Joe to share at this point some of the things that he was thinking, because I didn't really see too much different in my son, except that his skills were lacking compared to other children. But Joe was able to see some things that I don't think I was able to see.
You know, growing up, as Cindy said, we had a pretty nice life, and most of my life was pretty much wrapped around sports. And my sports career ended abruptly when I fractured my sixth cervical my first day of senior year in high school. But I always looked forward as I was laying there in the hospital, and the doctor was telling me my condition. I actually looked forward to the day that someday I might be able to play catch with my son, to coach a child. And so I was pretty excited about knowing that our first child was going to be a boy, because I was filtering all the potential things that could be there. And as you know, I'm a dentist, and one of the things we've learned in dental school is we learn to look into the eyes of our patients. And I had finished most of my requirements for dental school graduation pretty early on, and so I was given a menu of options as to where I could spend my discretionary free time. And I chose to work at University Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, working on handicapped children. And what was interesting is as I applied some of those skills I've learned in dental school and I was working on these children, I would look into their eyes, and I found that their eyes are absolutely mesmerizing. They're absolutely beautiful, beautiful eyes. And once you learn to see those eyes, you don't forget that look. Well, when Joey was a young child, maybe 3-4 months old, 6 months at the most, he got up in the middle of the night, and I told Cindy on this, and I want you to stay in bed. I'll get up and I'll get Joey this night. And so, you know, being a typical guy dad that I am, I picked him up and brought him in the family room. I thought, well, we're just kind of rough it up a little bit here. And I flicked the light on. You know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning at this point. And I'm just rolling back and forth. And at one point in time, you know, Joey's eyes, for the most part, they're closed. But he opened his eyes, and there was that look. I saw that look that I saw in the eyes of these handicapped children. And I said, oh, God, not my son. And I picked Joey up at that point and put him back in the bed and cried myself to sleep that night. Didn't tell Cindy anything about what I saw. I figured she was going to find out soon enough, and it was just actually a couple months later that we got the diagnosis from the doctor that Joey indeed had cerebral palsy.
Bless his heart.
A year later, he was diagnosed being mentally retarded as well.
And that had to be very difficult.
It was difficult.
Especially being young.
Yeah, we had our dreams. We had the ideal journey set before us, but that journey kind of got disrupted. And our blueprint, what we thought was going to be, what our life was going to be like, changed at that
point.
Now,
you were Christians at the time.
Yes, we were.
Okay.
But nevertheless, it was still difficult. I remember distinctly realizing that I was now at a fork in the road in my relationship with the Lord at this point. Because there was a part of me that said, you know, God, how dare you give me a handicapped child? You know, and on the other hand, I know that God is sovereign and He is in control, and His grace is never ending, His loving kindness is eternal. And so I know that intellectually, but dealing with the reality of everyday life with a handicapped child was just difficult. And by God's grace, I was able to, if you will, surrender my life and begin to look at joy as a blessing. Okay, and that was not easy. It may sound very Christian-like to say that he is a blessing, but at this point, I would say that he was 3 years old at that point in my life.
And you're human.
And and so it wasn't fun. And would I rather have someone I could play catch with? Yes, I would. But that's not who Joey is. And my father-in-law once said, and I didn't quite get this at the time. He said to me, while we were fishing. Joey likes to go fishing. And so we go fishing at their pond. And he said, Joey, you know, someday you're going to see Joey as a blessing in your life. And I said, you know what? I'm having a hard time seeing that.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I think as things play out, Joey's now 27 years old, and he is indeed a great blessing. But when you go through all the trials and challenges of health issues wrapped up with also mental issues and other handicapping situations, it all kind of rolls up into a ball that is a lot bigger than you expected it to be. Mm-hmm. And even to take a step back, I remember when I was teaching that one of my students, when I was pregnant, said to me, "Well, Mrs. Farini, if you knew there was a problem with your baby, wouldn't you think about having it aborted?" And that still, quiet voice said to me, "Be careful how you answer, because there is something wrong." And I so quickly dismissed that as just my thought going where that girl asked that question. And when Joey was born, he looked so handsome and so perfect that I didn't think anything was wrong. And I think I sort of wiped my forehead thinking, whew, we dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had a very difficult labor and delivery, but that really is not what the cause of Joey's handicapping situation was. I won't go into the diagnosis of everything, but definitely it was just things didn't progress in utero as normal. So that would be the easiest way probably for us to say that. But I think all young couples go into marriage and raising children, if the Lord blesses them in that way, with a great expectation of what life will have ahead for them and the great joys that there will be. And there have been many great joys, but probably I would have to say the trials far outweighed the joys. Mm-hmm. And so you have to grasp those joys whenever you can get them. You know, we certainly had a great disappointment and discouragement. And really a death of a vision for what we had hoped our child would be, the thoughts and dreams that Joe had for him to coach a son in some kind of a sport, you know, that was dashed. Mm-hmm. And yet there are things out there for special needs individuals that we did get involved with. Joe did a little bit with Special Olympics and our
Soapbox Derby.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. And Joe's dad would help Joey at a baseball team for special needs children back when he was maybe about 12 years old, which was really fun because they would just put up scores. The kids didn't know what the numbers meant, so they would put up
game.
Everybody won every game. The score was always tied.
I think that's great.
So everybody was always happy. Life was good.
Aww.
But you know, the part I think when we talk about God at work is really what happens when we accept the challenge that God has given us. And it is, as Joe said, it is surrendering to God's plan rather than to our plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult sometimes.
Yes.
Because no matter what thing we have to surrender to, once we've surrendered, there's always another thing around the corner that we have to surrender to.
And always.
That is what it has been with Joey. It has been surrendering all the time. Life is very different for us than many of our friends, and I don't think often other people really recognize and understand how different that it is. Just as an example, we can't go for a walk that would take longer than maybe half hour, because we don't want to leave Joey home by himself. He's capable to do some things on his own, and if he's taken care of, he's able to be there. We have, now that he's a little older, the last few years, we have ventured off for our big adventure and go to dinner somewhere in our neighborhood, and we've taught him how to speed dial the phone so that he can call us every 2 minutes and tell us the score of whatever sports game he's watching.
Bless his heart.
But we know that, you know, we wouldn't leave if we didn't feel the confidence that he could be there. And yet we realize he is with somebody every minute of the day. And so sometimes he gets excited to know that he's going to be home a few minutes by himself. But we can't plan to go for a weekend with friends or a weekend to visit our daughter in college unless he's with us or unless we have someone who has offered to watch him. Now, he's mobile and he can talk. He's very hard to understand. But it's difficult to take him sometimes because of the amount of energy that we have to spend and the amount of time that we spend in caring for him. And yet, he's a very polite individual, very kind.
Yes, I met him at the 50th anniversary celebration, and he was very nice, nice, very well behaved.
Yes, and when he's with people that are new to him, certainly it's a lot easier than around us that he knows so well, you know, and that's how we all are. If we're with people that we're unfamiliar with, we won't maybe be as much ourselves, but he'll be himself quite often at home, and that's the challenge, because he is 6'3¼", and he weighs almost 175 pounds, so he's a man, he's a grown man who, when he gets mad, when his team isn't winning, or when things aren't going his way, who can be pretty forceful, and that can be difficult.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. There's not a lot of rationalization with him. And so people with special needs, and even those people caring for people with Alzheimer's and different kinds of brain diseases or illnesses or degenerativeness of them, they think a lot alike. Joey and my dad seemed so much alike at one point of their lives when my dad had Alzheimer's. It was incredible.
Is that right?
I could really relate to my father like some other people couldn't, only because I lived with Joey. And he was a real education to us for ministering to other people as well.
See how God used that.
You know, this experience raising Joey and time that Cindy had with her father was very helpful when it came time to actually begin to address the needs of my mother, who was diagnosed with advanced vascular dementia as well. And she mimicked very much the symptoms of Joey in terms of how we had to deal with her. And Cindy, in my opinion, she is the greatest wife and mom that a guy could have.
Aww, I mean, that's great.
She has been just a tremendous tool used of God to minister to my mother. And so I am very blessed to have Cindy as my wife and to
but I'm gonna cry.
Don't get me started here, Jan.
That's special. That is special.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it was through our time and living with Joey all of our lives that, as Cindy said, it has helped us to filter what we see happening around us through this grid that God has built into our lives of just helping Joey to live. And we take care of all of Joey's needs. I mean, 24/7, we're taking care of his needs.
And that's got to be very draining at times.
Well, it is, but, you know, it's our life. And so we don't think twice about it. So when we'd say to friends, I mean, we could be with friends, and then we'll say, well, no, look at our clock and say, well, it's time to go. We have to get Joey a shower. And they'll look at us and say, you give Joey a shower?
Yeah, they don't understand.
And, like for the past 27 years, we've been doing that. And that's just, we don't think about it. We don't broadcast that. It's just, that's our life.
That's your life.
And by God's grace, we've been able to be able to assimilate into our lives a schedule that we did not expect to have a part of our lives when we first got married. And so that, again, by God's grace, and it is God's grace, we were able to even speak about this. Because this is not an easy topic, obviously, right, for us to talk right. about.
But somebody is hearing now right. that needs to hear this and know that there is hope.
Absolutely.
And that God does help you through those difficult times. You had talked about the blessings. Maybe you could share some of the blessings.
Well, being that God is always at work, I think for us, one of the greatest blessings have been the people that he's brought into our life. You know, we had four parents, his two and my two, four grandparents who loved Joey and our girls as well, and were willing to take care of them whenever we had need for them to do that, and were always available. And they really all passed away rather close together in just a matter of a few years. And so we lost all four of our parents quickly, leaving us with, you know, really no backup. Well, I have a sister who's single. Her name is Sue, and she often will take Joey, and she'll take him for the weekend sometimes. She'll take him to an Ohio State game, which I say, you know, God bless her, because we know that can always end badly with Joey, and she just knows how to handle him, which is great. But then we've also seen that God really has been at work in the lives of our friends, and we have one friend who particularly, and I don't want to single out just one friend because we have many great friends, but one friend in particular was already certified to do, it's called a level one waiver, and that is to help give respite care to people who need their children to be taken care of, maybe transported or just different things that they need. Well, this one friend of ours has been a friend of ours for years, and we had no idea that she was level one waiver certified. And at the very time that we needed to start seeking who can help us when we minister out of town, who can help us with Joey at home, mm-hmm. is when we realized that this friend was certified in the very area that we needed to have help. And she's just been, in fact, today she'll be picking up Joey from work, and he's in a situation where it's supervised. He cannot be unsupervised. But our friend is able to help us. And, you know, we've desired all along as we've done ministry to be of help to others, even though in our situation we have so much need of our own for people to help us. And so we just really see God at work in that way as well. And we have other friends who have offered, and I have a list. And when people offer, I say, just so you know, yeah. your name's on a list. And so I know some people would be better at driving in the morning or in the afternoon. And this is not something we take advantage of. But if mm-hmm. we're doing ministry out of town for family life or something, since we speak for them, we do need help with Joey because we can't take him. Mm-hmm. So we have people in place, and our daughters have been very helpful, but they're on their own now, so yeah. that's where we want them to be.
And I know that you probably have so much more that you could share. I wish we had more time that we could even tell more of the story, but I know somebody's listening now, and maybe even somebody who is skilled, where they could help a family out in a situation like yourselves, who maybe they never thought about that, but God could use them in that way of reaching out and helping someone who never gets to have time to themselves because they're always being a caregiver. So, you know, that's a nice idea for someone who might be listening to think about helping that person out, because you need some relief. You need some time to yourself, and the Lord can use you in that way if you're willing. And I know God has used you both. You're raising your son. It takes all your time, and yet you're still out ministering and serving God in other ways too. So, you know, you're a wonderful blessing to all of us with your pause for prayer and all that you do. And I just want to encourage you both. And
thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Well, you're an encouragement to us.
Well, yes. Thank you. And thank you both
thank
for sharing
much.
With us. I know that you two are both working on a book to help families that go through situations like this. It's not finished yet, but when do you think that's going to be done?
Well, it's in the very final process of being done right now, and we are hoping by February 1st that it would be available for people to purchase, and we'll have that on our website, which is either of our names, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. But one of the things that I think is most interesting and helpful about the book is every aspect of our journey will be told, but we have a section after each chapter where we have done surveys around the country. And some of it is not only exciting, but some of it's raw of things that people have experienced, even things people have said that maybe have been hurtful, or ways that people have helped that would be helpful. And so it will be a tool, hopefully, that will be a blessing, and I hope that God will be at work in that book.
I believe he will be, without a doubt. Thank you both.